Blues Newscast. I'm Loretta Johns, Carlton's Media Manager, and we're in the thick of Trade Week, and I'm joined by Carlton's National Recruiting Manager, Shane Rogers. Welcome, Shane.
Thanks, Loretta.
How are you feeling this week? A bit stressed?
I think Telstra's made a few... their stock prices might have gone up with the telephone calls we've had this week, but yeah, no, it's going okay so far. We're pretty positive.
Talk me through the lead-up to this week, because obviously it's a two-week period and it's a very small window to secure the players that you may want. Do you go into the week with a plan of going to target certain players?
Certainly do. Probably we have list management that happens probably two times a month, the way we've been doing list management this year. That leads into the trade period, obviously, and we've predicting what targets we need for the club, what gaps we're going to have on our list. So two of the areas that we need to address is probably a key defender and a key forward as part of that. They're probably the two main priorities, so we're trying to address those in the trade period.
Well, last week at the draft combine, you said to me that you expected Carlton will be heavily active through the trade period. We haven't done too much just yet, but there's been lots and lots of talk. If I can firstly start by looking at players that we might trade into the club. Western Bulldog Liam Jones is a name on everyone's lips. Tell me a little bit about him and where is that at?
Yeah, well, most people know Liam from his Bulldog days. Liam's committed to us and we've committed to him. We've agreed to terms. So we're working very tirelessly with the Bulldogs to try and arrange a deal. So we think he can come in and address some of the needs as a key forward for us. And, you know, at the Bulldogs, he probably didn't have a lot of support around him. We've got a couple of big tall blokes that he'll get the third defender, the second defender. So he should work out fairly well if we can negotiate that deal with the Dogs.
Fairly confident you'll get that one done?
Pretty confident, yeah, pretty confident. We've still got a little bit of work to go, but we're in constant contact, probably ringing each other four or five times a day, so we're just trying to nut out that deal. So, you know, trade week, supporters, and I cop it all the time, you know, what have you done? You know, it can't be that stressful. You haven't got many deals done at the time. There's a lot of work goes into getting a deal done. So I would guesstimate probably 200-300 calls a day just trying to get deals done.
Okay.
And not, you know, we're trying to find out what's going on at the other clubs to work out what picks everyone's got to try and get the deal done. So I think all list managers would be doing exactly the same.
Should have bought Telstra shares before the week started.
100%.
Another Bulldogs player, Jason Tutt, has been linked to Carlton. Have you spoken to him?
Yes, we have. Again, Tutty's agreed to come to the Blues, so that's really exciting. We've had a lot of players that have expressed interest in coming, and that's the first step to get them to want to come. And obviously, after you've identified the need of what role he'll play. So we think he's a high half forward, someone who's got good speed and stamina and kicks the ball fairly well. And obviously losing Jeffy Garlett, that will be a player that we'll need to address on our list, and we don't have one of on our list currently. So still working with the Dogs. I think I said on Trade Radio last week that'll be one of the last ones done, and I still probably tend to agree that will happen later in the week, next week.
Well, we're still talking doggy land, I have to ask. Adam Cooney's been linked to Carlton. What can you tell me?
Yeah, Adam Cooney's obviously a really good player, and we'd be wrapped if we could get him, but that's never going to happen. It's not going to happen in 2015 for the Blues. So doggy supporters can rest at ease. He looks like he'll stay at the Dogs.
Now, someone that would be a very handy inclusion is a tall forward down at Greater Western Sydney, Christian Jacks. Tell me about him, and how confident are you that we'll see him don the navy blue?
Christian, we've been targeting for a long time. I think I had him at 5 in Australia 2 years ago when we picked Menzel. So we've rated him really highly. He's done a lot of work with Christian over the time. He's committed to us. So we've agreed to terms with his management crew. And he wants to play for the Blues. And we're committed to him and we want him to come. He's a long-term investment. He's probably a 10-year play. He'll still need a little bit of development in his first year. But it doesn't mean he won't play senior footy. We've just got to put the finishing touches onto him. So really excited and working hard to get that deal done. It's a priority.
I guess with Jared Waite leaving as well, that does create an opportunity on the forward line for another tall forward to really work with Lockie and Levi.
Yeah, I'll probably go against what you're saying there. I reckon he's probably a better defender.
Okay.
So Jonesy will probably come in and play in that forward role, and Christian will be able to play as a key defender. Initially, he won't be able to play centre-back, fullback. He'll be more a third tall. But once he gets his fitness levels up and a little bit more strength on that young frame, he'll be able to play key position player.
Potential swingman?
Definitely. A bit like Lockie Henderson for the supporters. I think Lockie had played 8 games when he came here. Probably initially took a little while just to adjust to the tempo of the game and to our game plan. Christian will be no different. He'll take a little bit of time, but once he gets it right, he'll be a really handy player for us.
One more player being linked to the Blues, bomber Ben Howlett. Have you spoken to him?
Not at all. The club hasn't. No one from the club. You know how there's always You know, did the player manager, did the footy manager talk to him? Did the coach talk to him? No one from the footy club spoken to Ben Howlett. His manager did inquire through us, would we be interested? And we've said no. So again, he won't be at the Blues in 2015.
We have got one deal done so far, and that is the departure of Jeff Garlett to Melbourne. Good for him to get a fresh start, of course, but on the back of that, we pick up a fourth-round draft pick and we've swapped our fifth-round draft picks to a higher selection. What does that mean for the club going into the draft?
I suppose it just gives us flexibility. Obviously, we're disappointed that, you know, we only get pick 60 for Jeff Garlett. He's a really handy player, but it's a good pick. We'll be able to use it. We might be able to on-trade it, you know, for someone like a Tut or someone else that we identify later in the draft period. So the swap of, I think it was 80 down to 76 was the two picks that we've swapped over as well. It just a little added bonus at the end that, to make sure we got a bit more value in that trade. So we wish Jeff all the best, but we look forward to the new pick 60 run around for the Blues.
Another blue on the trading table, so to speak, is Mitch Robinson. Has there been any interest that you know of?
There's been a few nibbles out there. I don't think there's anything concrete. And with those sort of players, it'll probably be later in that piece as well, a bit like Jason Tut. So they'll once the big deals start to happen, and we assume that Christian Jacks will be the first of those big deals, that if that happens, it becomes like a domino effect and all the other deals around that start falling. So clubs, I don't know why, but it's always that first big deal that goes, bang, they all start coming straight after that.
Oh, we expect to see some action in the coming days then. For those who haven't been down to Etihad Stadium and they hear about trade week and people sitting around a trade table, can you actually paint us a picture of what happens down there? Is there a big table that everyone sits around and passes player names across, or how does it work?
It's pretty intimidating when you first go in. I've been doing it for 10 years, I think, almost on the dot was my trade stuff. I've been in it for 20 years, but you go in and each club, they have a draw. So it's like the home and away season. So you might, Carlton might play Collingwood in the first round. So you all have a home room. We've all got our own corporate box. This year it was Andrew McKay and myself that went in and represented Carlton. Sometimes you can have up to 12 people in those rooms, almost boxing on. So we go through our list. We say who's out of contract, who are the guys on the table, who are the ones that we want to move. And then the other club does the same, and from there becomes a debate on how you get that done. Probably not much happens on actual trade day. You come back here at the club, and we've already done a heap of work before that trade day starts, but then the phone calls start. So you're just ringing. If people have watched Draft Day, that latest NFL movie, that's exactly what it's like.
That was a very good movie. I saw that the other night. Mm. Very exciting. I have to ask, how's your poker face, and do you need it this week?
It's probably not great. I'm probably a bit honest for the poker faced. I'd hope that when people deal with me and the Carlton Footy Club, they know that we're upfront and honest. We get the best deal we can for the footy club, and we don't play games. So we target people that we want and we get them.
So on the back of the trade period, we of course then look ahead to the draft. How many live picks do you expect to take into the draft?
I'm going to have 5 picks. One of those picks will probably be carry over to the pre-season, so there'll be 4 live picks. And obviously we don't know the numbers of those picks yet, but we're obviously pretty keen to get as many picks as low as we can as possible. The carryover pick probably doesn't mean much in regards to what pick it is, as long as you've got room in your salary cap to go to the pre-season draft and have a pick. So that's the strategy behind that.
I know you've done a lot of work this year ahead of the draft. Tell me, how many interviews is it?
We're up to 172 after the weekend.
Fantastic.
I've got 2 more on the weekend. Some of those are double up and triple up, so there's probably 105 different players that we've had to interview. I think it's more this year because the draft's pretty much more even and there's a lot more players in the draft. So the last thing you want to do at the footy club is roll out a player that you haven't spoken to and haven't met his parents and haven't done the coach interviews. So we've been really keen to get all those knocked over before, because there's actually a cut-off with the kids for their schooling, so you're not allowed to interview them last month, basically,
oh,
before
right,
the draft. So we try and knock those over as quick as we possibly can. So after this weekend, I think that'll be just about it. We won't have any more player interviews left, so there's a fair bit of work.
And then come draft day, November 27 on the Gold Coast, you walk into the room there with a list of players. Roughly how many players would you have on that list?
Depends on the draft year. I remember my first draft with the Menzel draft, we probably only had 25 players and people will be horrified with the number. But what it is, it's not the 25 best players in order, so it's not one down to 70. It's the best players for Carlton.
Mm-hmm.
So we all automatically know who's going to go early, so we basically can work the first round out prior to going to the draft in a rough order. We won't get them all right, but we'll know 90% of it. And then the players after that just fall into line. So most people would say, do you pick out of order? If you just take 25 names in, do you guess it? And go with your gut feel on the night? No, we don't. We have it in order. We've had debates, a lot of debates over the picks, the numbers, who's ranked where. Do you take the tall in front of the small or small in front of the tall?
Mm.
So all scenarios worked out prior to the draft. What happens if that bloke goes? Who do you pick next? So our order, we actually just read straight off the next player. So if it's Troy Menzel, pick 11. And all the 10 blokes have gone in front of Troy Menzel on our list, we pick Troy Menzel.
Okay.
So that's a good insight for the listeners.
Now, I know you're not going to tell me who we're looking at. You did touch on it before, but specifically through the draft, what types of players will you be looking at?
Yeah, well, I can't give away too much. Obviously, the best players are the good players. all I can say is Mick's given me an imprimatur to bring in, and I'll read off the top of my head. Two half forwards, two midfielders, a centre back and a centre forward, a ruckman, a rookie ruckman, and a winger. So you can work that out. That's about 9 players. So mm-hmm. we'll probably bring in, on average, about 9 to 10 players this year. They'll all be under 23. So we're regenerating the footy club whilst trying to win. So we're really keen on having a good year next year as well as bringing some youth into the footy club.
So that's the strategy, to really bolster, I guess, with regenerating the list with youth in the early 20s?
Early 20s, yes.
Well, Shane Rogers, thank you very much for your time and all the very best for the rest of Trade Week.
Thanks very much.